Quran Quest. Yes, please. Quran Quest. Answering your Quranic questions.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. This is Quran Quest, the program that explores the verses of the Quran for the wisdoms it has. And to join us, to help us with that, we have our dear and beloved brother Habib. Brother Habib, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. First of all, thank you very much for giving us your time, sharing your valuable time with us. And secondly, condolences to you and to our audience on the period of the martyrdom of Lady Fatimah al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greaten your reward and the reward of our dear listeners. We hope that we can provide some hopeful, some fruitful words of wisdom, inshallah.
Thank you very much. So, Brother Habib, we are on chapter 83 of the Quran. We're talking about people who deceptively reject the rights that they safeguard for themselves, and how these people will be at the lowest level of hell, sijil. Now we're going to be talking about the question that we want to answer today is, why do people reject the Day of Judgment, although they can see death all around them, although it makes sense for them to live eternally? Why do they reject that? Now let's listen to verses 10 onwards from chapter 83, and we'll be back to discuss that issue with Brother Habib.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Woe unto the repudiators on that day. Those who deny the Day of Judgment. Which none denieth save each criminal transgressor. When thou readest unto him our revelation, saith, mere fables of the men of old.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 10 onwards from chapter 83 of the Quran. And we're wondering today why people reject the reality of the Day of Judgment, even though they're seeing signs all around themselves. The first verse goes, Woe that day to the deniers who deny the Day of Judgment, which no one denies except the sinful transgressor.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The verse is very clear here, and it is stating that the reason why people deny it is because their desires give them illusions. Their desires play tricks on their intellect and their rationality. And this is very common. It's studied in logic as well, so it's not something new. Aristotle stated and before him, of course, every intellectual person, the prophets as well. It really goes back to this, that the human intellect has the capability of reaching reality. But the thing is, give me your assurance that your brain, your intellect will not fall into mistakes. That's the thing. they claim that logic is what really fixes studying logic, the Greek logic, right, from the philosophy part. It's something that really protects your mind. It's the insurance for your mind. But no. When we go back to reality, we still see people who study it and still fall into it. Why? Because they fall into these desires. And this has been stated by Allama al-Tabatabai in various verses, in different parts of his tafsir and interpretation al-Mizan.
We'll follow up on that after the break. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. So we're asking, why do people reject the Day of Judgment? Why do they reject death and the revival after death? First thing that you said is that because sometimes our logic is clouded by our desires, the things that we want in this world.
And then when you desire something, you fall into sin. There's a couple of wisdom words from Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullahu wasalamu alayhi, where he states that in these various words that the human being, whenever he desires something, whenever he wants something, whenever he wants to cling on to something, he falls into sin. It's a door for him of, it's a door for wrath, for the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because, for example, I desire to eat this fruit. This fruit is not available unless I steal it. Follow my desires, I steal it. Various examples. One of the most examples is, for example, for those who are studying with knowledge, I want to be the smartest person. So what do? I start to envy my peers and try to bring them down. So when I bring them down, I'm high. I want to be high. I want to, that desire of lust, of power, of being known, of being the smartest. And it doesn't matter if you're truly smart or not. It just matters that the light is shed upon you. You're the spotlight kid. You're the spotlight man. You're the spotlight woman that everyone looks at. You're the fame. You're the star. You're the universe. And that really just drives you to do and fall into sins. Now, the same thing with these people. The reason that they fall into sin is because they have these desires. Thus, when they fall into these desires, to find a way to, how do I put it, tabrir. So they give out false excuses to pretty much, so they deny the Day of Judgment as a false excuse for their actions. And even more, they go to a point where they start to harass the people who believe in it. And we kind of pointed that out in previous chapters a couple of years back. And here, it's emphasizing on this fact. It's emphasizing that the people who deny the Day of Judgment have a reason why they deny it. Because a rational person, when he sees, for example, he knows this is poison. This cup that I'm holding for the viewers who are not, for the listeners who can't view us. So a rational person will not drink it. But a person who drinks it will claim that, for example, it tastes good. For example, it feels good. For example, that I didn't know. For example, that the person that told you it's poison is lying. So the same thing with these people. And then we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and states that when our signs are recited to him, and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is very important, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awaken the mind. It removes that dust on your mind and intellect and reminds you of your promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi alam al-dhar, in the world of dhar, pre-creation in our body form, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to follow him, to obey him, to command him, told
and
us
we
to
accept
this, and we accepted. And then what happens when the prophets come and remind you and tell you, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his prophets, what did they say? قال أساطير الأولين, myths of the ancients. These are just stories. These are just stories. These are just for your imaginations. And how much do we have such people nowadays? See, تشابهت قلوبهم. Their hearts are alike. Their intellect are alike. Their rationality are alike. See, they're the same. They have this desire. They have this sin that they're running after. It's their goal. Thus, they will deny anything else that stops them from their goal.
Thank you very much. We're going to have to take a break now. But after the break, we will continue with another question regarding how to control our desires so they don't make us sin. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and we are on chapter 83 of the Quran. We are studying verse 13, why people deny the Day of Judgment even though they know it's true. So, a golden sentence that you said in the previous section was that because their logic is impeded by their desires. And you mentioned the hadith where desires lead to sin. But it's human beings, it's natural for us to have desires. How can we ensure that our desires don't lead us to sin?
Control is everything. And the best way to gain control is to understand what you're controlling. To understand your desires. Understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this love, for example, of lust, this need for food, the need for money. Why do you need money? That's where you start off. Why do you need money? Do you need money so you could just become rich? Or do you need money, for example, so you could aid your family, so you could buy your food, so you could, for example, have a life. For example, your children won't need anyone. You won't need anyone. You only need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one thing. For another example is that, why do you have to be famous? For those, for example, who desire fame, who desire fortune. Why do you have to be famous? What's up with being famous? So all the people could look at me? Understand that these also come with bad things, bad attributes as well. Prophet ﷺ states, "Al-musharu ilayhi bil-banan mubtala." The person who is well known or renowned, the person who is pointed out by the finger, which is pretty much phrasing to the fact that he's well known, is a person living in adversities. This really goes back to the paparazzi following you everywhere you go. People knowing your every move. People looking at you, studying you. People just wanting to envy you.
So what you're saying is that, in another word, is that we have to control our goals. How can we determine what goals to follow?
That's the thing here. That's the beauty of the Quran. It's always calling you to come back to your conscience. To come back to these three main questions. To come back to the main questions of your life. Who brought me here? Why am I here? And where am I going? These questions, all of them, it's available in every nature of a human being. You know, you just sit down. Whenever you accomplish a goal, you finish your day, you just sit down. You just think to yourself, why am I here? What am I doing? All right, I won this championship. What happened? My team won, for example. What happened? I bought a house. I'm sitting down in the house. Me and the person who is renting a house have a roof on our head. What's wrong? What's up? What's new? Why am I here? That really just goes back to understanding the purpose of life.
One method is to use the then what method. Like, okay, I want to be famous.
Yeah, exactly.
Then what?
Then what?
People will know me. Then what? I'll be rich.
Exactly.
Then what? I'll die and leave it all behind. Then what? Then I'm going to go to the hereafter empty-handed.
Exactly.
In the other world, in another way, you can say that, okay, I'm going to try to help people. Then what? I will receive thawab, I will receive rewards. Then what? I will die and I will visit my God proud and honored.
So that's the thing, that, like how the Prophet ﷺ stated, أَذْكُرُ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Remember the thing that destroys your desires. They asked him, what is the destroyer of desires? He told them death. Because everyone knows, it's in our nature, everyone knows that one day, we're going to vanish. One day, the angels of death are going to come upon us and we're not ready for that. I mean, personally, I'm not ready for that. Every night, think about that. One day you're going to die, Hussein. One day I'm going to die.
And we don't remember death to be sorry. We remember death to prepare for it, to have a good death. Thank you very much, Brother Habib, for all your time. Thanks to our audience for being with us. If you missed this program, don't worry. You can always download an archive from our website. You can download this episode and all our previous episodes. Simply search IRIB English Radio, Quran Quest. Until next week, and a lot of thinking. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.